Morgan's AM, your pre-market briefing.
US equity markets logged modest losses following a muted session as investors eye tonight's inflation figures. Dow easing 57 points or 0.2%. Broader S&P 500 down 0.5%. Materials and information technology down about 0.9%, leading 8 of the 11 primary sectors lower. NASDAQ down 0.6%, and the small capitalization Russell 2000 index easing 0.3%. In US corporate earnings, Airbnb down over 10% in extended trading after a strong first quarter result was overshadowed by an underwhelming second quarter outlook. Airbnb also announcing that the board has approved a new stock buyback of up to $2.5 billion. Occidental Petroleum declining over 1.5% in after hours trading, reported a fall in first quarter profit on lower energy prices and crude oil volumes. And Wynn Resorts edged higher in the extended session after the hotel and casino operator posted better than expected first quarter earnings and revenue. CEO Craig Billings highlighting the meaningful return of visitation and demand in Macau. Walt Disney Company, the most notable company slated to release quarterly earnings tonight in the US. Consumer Price Index for April released tonight, as I alluded to, projected to have climbed 0.4% month on month after a 0.1% rise in March. Year on year, prices were likely up 4.9%, which would mark the slowest pace in 2 years, decelerating slightly from the 5% rise in March. The core measure likely to have risen 0.3% month on month last month and up 5.6% on an annual basis. European bourses were mixed. Technology and oil and gas sectors down around 1%, capping gains and leaving the pan-European Stoxx 600 index 0.3% lower. Travel and media, the lone sectors to advance. Germany's DAX eked out a 0.02% gain. France's CAC down 0.6%. Busy corporate calendar in Europe tonight. ABN AMRO, Continental, Credit Agricole, among companies releasing results. London's FTSE resumed trading following the public holiday, following the coronation of King Charles III, slipping 0.2% despite a strong performance for travel-related stocks. British Airways parent International Consolidated Airlines Group rallying 3.5%. JD Sports Fashion gained 1.6% following the announcement it agreed to buy French sportswear retailer Courir, I'm not sure if it's how you pronounce it, for 520 million euros. Base metals struggled to find accurate pricing here. Again, the complex was resuming trading following the long weekend. Appeared to be up across the board. Copper gaining about 1% to be trading just above $3.89 a pound. China balance of trade figures for April were released yesterday. Exports rising less than expected 8.5% year on year, slowing from the unexpected near 15% jump recorded in March. Imports dropping almost 8% from a year earlier, following a 1.4% decline in March. China's trade surplus sitting at about $90.2 billion in April, compared with the $88.2 billion recorded in March. Looking ahead to today, China's CPI and PPI are slated for release, as are China vehicle sales for April. Benchmark spot iron ore down $2.75 or 2.6% to $102.35 a metric tonne, handing back some of the previous session's 6.5% rally. Budget release overnight, with Treasury now assuming a long-term iron ore spot price of $60 a metric tonne. That's up from $55 a metric tonne from the interim budget delivered in October, but obviously well shy of where spot is trading. Treasury figures also hiked thermal coal spot price assumptions to $70 per tonne from $60 per tonne over the same period. And assumptions for met coal and liquefied natural gas were also lifted. Gold futures logged back-to-back gains ahead of the latest inflation figures in the US, gaining $9.70 or 0.5% to $2,042.90 an ounce. Oil prices extending their recent rebound, supported by signs of tighter supplies amid reports that the Biden administration is looking to refill the US Strategic Petroleum Reserve. That saw WTI add 55 cents to $73.71 a barrel, did touch an intra-session low of $71.34 a barrel, and Brent gaining 43 cents to $77.44 a barrel. Saudi Aramco reporting their first quarter result overnight, reported a 19% year-on-year drop in first quarter net profit to around $31.9 billion. That was still ahead of consensus forecasts for around $30.8 billion. On US bond markets, 10-year Treasury yields edging 0.4 of a basis point higher to 3.52%. Two-year note yield adding 1.3 basis points to 4.022%. Aussie dollar buying about 67.6 US cents. Westpac Consumer Confidence Index for May headlines today's Australian economic calendar.
This is general advice only, and we have not considered your needs or objectives.